Right. If you drink from a cup at a well, what's a cup usually made out of? What kind?
Dipper.
Okay. What are they made of usually?
Sometimes they're made of what you call gourd. A kind of a vegetable that you hollow the inside of it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cup, and it has a handle.
Mm-hmm.
Then on top, then after that, they had cups at the well,
mm-hmm.
made of or dippers.
Uh huh. What were they made of?
Most of the time, metal.
What kind of metal do you remember?
Tin.
Let me see. Oh yeah, if you have a soup that let's say you've been eating too much, and you say, well, last year this coat won't fit this year, but last year it what?
Altered.
Okay. If you stuff things in your pockets so that they stick out, you say your pockets are doing what? You put all kinds of things in your pockets, they're gonna...
What do you call it doing that?
If you stuff all kinds of things in your pocket, your pockets are gonna...
Stuffing all things in your pocket.
Yeah, what's gonna happen to your pockets, your suit?
Well, sometimes it boils out and sometimes it bursts.
Okay. If you have a shirt that's not sanforized, you know, a cotton shirt, and you wash it in hot water, what's going to happen to that?
Shrink.
Did you ever have that happen to you?
Yeah. You can't button it afterwards.
You say, if somebody asked you what happened to your shirt, what you'd say, well, it, what
sometimes
happened?
Sometimes you can move your buttons if you can, if not, it's less to
open. You ever hear people say other things for that besides shrink? Shirt gets like this, so the buttons are real close together and all that?
What do you call it?
You ever hear anybody say, use other phrases or other words for that?
No, I don't know what the other.
Okay. Then the thing a woman wears around her wrist, what do you call that? Jewelry or what?
Cuff.
Okay.
Have a check?
No, if a woman puts on a metal thing she puts around her wrist.
Bracelet.
Right. And if she's not wearing it and you want her to wear it, you tell her to go ahead and...
Put your bracelet on.
Okay. Let me see now. I'm going to check this tape and see how it's coming along. Oh, we got plenty of time. The kind of land that's kind of low lying where that has water sometimes in it. What do you call that?
Marsh and land with water.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's down by the river or up the river.
Okay. Let's say they got some land like that and they're trying to get the water off, what would you say they're doing?
Dry land is called desert, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now they're called a wetland.
Okay. What about a small stream that runs into the river? What do you call that?
Brook.
Okay. You ever call that anything else? You got other?
Brook is a main name for it, I think.
Okay. And then what about a kind of land where you've got a big high hill? What do you call that?
High hill? High land?
Yeah. Or out by the mountains, out by the Blue Ridge. What do you call them?
Mountains, sure.
Okay. And...